This is another lesson on sickness and healing and what Jesus said about it and what Jesus did about it. As we read the scriptures, we are made aware that sickness and suffering and diseases are all sin related. We may argue that not all suffering comes from sin, but the fact remains that sin is the root cause of suffering. When God created Adam and Eve, He created them with perfect health. But when they sinned by taking of the forbidden fruit, deterioration of the body and soul began. With the entrance of sin into God's perfect world came pain, suffering, and death. And we, as the offsprings of the first couple, inherited frailties that brought sickness and disease. Jesus knew that suffering and physical disability could not always be traced to the immediate cause of sin in the life of the sufferer. In the case of the man born blind in John chapter 4, Jesus makes it clear that no specific sin in the man himself or his parents was responsible for the blindness. In fact, Jesus says, "This has happened that the glory of God may be revealed in him." Yet Jesus also knew that certain sins have effect upon the body, and that the sinner often reaps his harvest of pain. To the restored man of Bethesda, Jesus said, "Behold, you are made whole. Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee." Is there not an implication that previous sins had caused the disease, as well as a warning to live clean in the future? There are those like Jairus and the Phoenician woman who came to Jesus seeking healing and relief, not for themselves, but for their relatives. And healing was granted in answer to their request. We have also seen that there were cases of healing in which the cure seems to have been given without the cooperation of the faith of the patient. In spiritual healing, personal faith is always essential, but it might be awakened by the faith of friends, as in the case of the man brought to Jesus by four friends in Matthew chapter 9. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven thee." The four friends only wanted a bodily cure for their afflicted friend, but Jesus gave them the highest blessing, soul healing as well. The problem of permitted evil, of unanswered prayers, of unrelieved pain and suffering, which are always with us. We wonder why God, in His compassionate love, doesn't rush in instantly to heal the troubled hearts and to stay the grief and dry the tears. In personal experience, we have to learn that the Savior does not come until the pain and suffering has fulfilled its task. If Jesus Himself learned obedience by the things that He suffered, how can we estimate what we owe to the pain and sufferings that we go through? Let us remember that Jesus Himself, as the man of sorrows, illustrates that truth. In 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter says, "Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator." Peter also says in that same chapter, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, you shall be glad also with exceeding joy. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found into praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.